Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Well,
I'm here to show the world.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. And although a few of our hosts are asleep, gone, went fishing. Went off the cliff, decide to go beat up on Cena haters or go beat up on people that hate Daniel Bryan or just want to beat anybody up from the street. But anyways, as I seen on Facebook that a lot of y'all do comparing to WrestleMania and Bound for Glory for some odd reason. I don't think it ain't the thing that last night's pay-per-view, they didn't have a lot of people in attendance. This all depends on if if anybody enjoyed it. That's mainly what it's all about. But anywho, some raw, huh? And she's up. God, I gotta find that clap thing. I'll just do that. I think that's just better than nothing. But
I'm sorry, I'll trail a neon.
But Rhea was there on the bottom. There's a comment I made. I'm sorry, but that That Vine of James May is still funny.
That Thumb Down is the best one ever.
Uh-huh.
That's not the best one ever. The best find out here is, hey, do I have a test mushroom on your school book? AJ, did you know that I went to get Nibby signed up for welfare? It said that Nibby was ineligible,
but then I said she blamed, doesn't know her daddy is, she stopped getting checked next week. I prefer to ask you what Lita and give, like, a dog get paid every week. They're like, she can make, like, rare appearances somewhere. Oh, God, but before we get into the wrestling stuff, I know we're going to talk about some news first, but this thing called Bit Strips, I just started doing it yesterday, and it just, it's funny. I put one up that says that, hope everyone watching WFSL, so y'all, if you guys on Facebook, check it out. Because it is good and funny. Let's see. Let's see if they have, I know they have more. Let's see what we got here. Nah, I got one. I'm going to make a friend. Maybe use a local wrestler. See if any of them got him. That's what I'm doing.
No.
Oh, I see it. And he ain't that light skinned.
Well,
like, you're the same color as me.
No, he ain't that dark.
I ain't dark. No, I'm not. Let's see, because I already know, like, one manager did one of me. Ooh, I know. I already got who. Let's see. Let's see. Come on. I know they got something better than that. I apologize for a little bit quiet. We're just... you probably are.
Yeah, my son. You know, for AJ, you know where it says... Look at me. You know where it says you, that the thing? You know you can delete it and type what you want.
I just now found that out. Let's see.
Why are we so quiet?
No, I ain't thinking. I'm just trying to do one of these.
Read something. Anything.
Why don't you read something?
All right. If you're Latina, Colorado, you're getting hotter. This is not how you run it. If you're not, it's the yoga. If you have half a
break,
anyway, play a song.
Fine, I'll play a song. Let's see. Let me look for something good. Ooh, I got one. We'll be back.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win.
Okay, I'll stop. Alrighty. Well, I was. What? What was going on? So, what a candle. Let's see if I can find this past Wednesday's main event. As far as a few things I didn't get to write down this week. We know it was the United States Championship match between Dolph Ziggler and, and Dean Ambrose, which most likely, I think I saw part of it and think he lost. Let's see here. And he did. What a surprise. Not really. See, what else happened? Tons of Funk and Santino Marella defeated 3MB. Finally, Tons of Funk is finally getting the win. And Damian Sandow defeated R-Truth. Didn't they have that match last week? Oh, it looks like there's one more. Let's see. And the Great Khali defeated Fandango. And now I'm going to read the results from this Friday SmackDown. And I know we're going to be talking a lot about last night's pay-per-view, as I was playing, and also tonight's Raw, also weekly news, and all that good stuff. Good stuff, right? Good stuff. If only this worked for me. As you enjoy the show. Well, the thing is, I guess it was funny that what happened with on SmackDown, somebody got knocked out. Knocked out. What am I doing with a picture of them? Let's see. Where's Daniel Bryan interrupt Vicky and... Yeah, I almost called him Top Pinning Girl, but or is it his name? Probably because he's starting to get old. Brad Maddox, thank you. Let's see, skip that. Let's see, and Wyatt Family defeated The Miz and Kofi Kingston. Let's see, what else? Rigo defeated AJ Lee. So next. Right. Yep. Brad Maddox got knocked the F out. CM Punk defeated Big E Langston, but Langston helped Punk with beating the Paul Heyman guy, so it was a face turn on Big E. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. No. Anyways, everybody knew about Big E Langston's face turn. It was coming. But who would have thought it would have came, you know, soon?
But, you know, I think they did it in the right way.
You think?
You know, I mean, Eminem do his term with someone.
Right.
Because I think it adds more freedom to what's going on. It opens up the storyline for so many other options that can happen.
Right. That is good, but like I say, we will talk about this in a minute. Well, we'll talk about this in a bit of what happened. So it will be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Let's see. The pay-per-view did get a little bit more interesting, but let's move on. Yeah, I'll let you know what happens in a bit. Of course, Bo Dario put the cross armbreaker on Josh Matthews. Why do you have to post segments? Just put these Usos. The Usos defeated the Real Americans. You got that song on there, too. Main event, the Rose Brothers, Cody Rose and Goldust and Daniel Bryan defeated the Shield. Ooh, I mean. Oh, my God. That is... And they got another one? Listen, it was something I was looking for. Oh, yeah, I know what I was looking for. While I try to look for other stuff, we're going to talk about Raw and talk about... We're just going to get right into talking about Raw, and we'll talk about TNA later. So we will be right back. Wait. I do what? So do you. during that match. This will be the kickoff show for Hell in a Cell. For the Intercontinental Championship, it will be Curtis Axel versus Big E Langston.
That would be good. It
would
be nice to see Big E Langston get it.
Yeah, hopefully if he does get it. We also got the World Heavyweight Championship match, Alberto Del Rio versus returning John Cena.
Got it.
CM Punk versus Ryback and Paul Heyman in a handicap Hell in a Cell match. That's like about, of course you know the, I'm here. The spot matches so far, and you know they're probably going to add at least like two more, but we'll see what they're going to do with it. They still got SmackDown, so we'll see. So, I'm sorry, I just had to pause on that. You know they're probably going to add a few more matches or probably add like a last-minute match. Only time will tell on that. We'll see. So, when we come back, we're going to talk about last night's pay-per-view and what happened this past Thursday on Impact. So, just stay tuned.
Drawing near, you never hear the shot that takes you down. Out of time, don't say goodbye. What is yours, now is mine. And I dream broken dreams, I make them come true. We'll be right back.
come true.
You know what I'm going to do one day? I'm just going to end up ordering the, or looking for to put on here. Yeah, I'm going to look for. Yeah, I'm going to do that as soon as the show is over. Well, I'll end it. Let's see. Many Time Warner Cable subscribers in the Northeast noted major issues ordering Bound for Glory last night. But the thing is, they're not saying what happened.
They
should be so upset about it. Well, we are going to get into the pay-per-view results and stuff like that in a minute in case people that missed it. Take it, Alice. I'm wrong one. They talk about Alice here, Shelley's injury, whatever, but doesn't mention anything like he's going to retire or something like that. So let's see, what's more news that's up? Oh, yeah. Might as well just go to what happened after Raw. Okay, after tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw went off the air, Big Show was removed from the building by security following instructions from Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Daniel Bryan then defeated Randy Orton in a dark match. This wasn't the unusual 20-minute match. WWE has been running and most WWE live events were rather short, solid win for Bryan. He's in the crown hole and happy. Several reports are saying while Bray Wyatt was on Raw tonight and walking around without help, when the cameras were off of him, he was definitely favored to injure leg. Also, despite Randy Orton being the number one heel in the company at the moment, possibly after Triple H, he got mixed reactions from the crowd with a lot of people cheering for him over Dolph Ziggler. Orton had always over the with the female demographic. You know you got some guys in there cheering too. So wherever story that comes from. Let's see, let me read one more news and I'm gonna get to the results. Let's see. Ooh, it was an injury. Probably something that we noticed about from last night. Let's see. TNA had posted injury updates from their Bound for Glory pay-per-view, including the status of Bully Ray, Kurt Angle, Bobby Roode, and AJ Styles. AJ Styles sustained ribs, carotid damage, and will be evaluated by his home doctor in Georgia later this week. Bully Ray had no concussion, but sustained a bruised sternum. Kurt Angle left the arena with his family and refused to be evaluated on site by medical personnel. Bobby Roode had severe swelling and tricep hepatomia. So that'll be interesting to see like how this Thursday is going to go. But before I go on about that, I will read the results. This is from this past Thursday's TNA Impact. Robbie defeated Hernandez, Christopher Daniels, and Eric Young. Gunnar defeated Mike Knox. Willie Ray defeated Magnus. And Samoan Joe defeated Chris Sabin. So they went back to their normal four matches again. Like I said, I still don't even get. Here's the Bound for Glory results. Romance wins the gauntlet. And y'all know they had that tag team gauntlet going on. They were showing for free on Spike TV. X Division Championship Ultimate X match with their party, Samoan Joe, Austin Aries, Chris Sabin, and Manic. We do have a new X Division champion in Chris Sabin. It was kind of interesting way how he won it, but he won. World Tag Team Championship match with Brolin versus Storm and Gunner, with Brolin winning and are the new Tag Team Champions. True Threat Knockouts Championship match with ODB, Gail Kim, and Brooke. Thanks to Lady Tappa, well, kind of assisted Gail Kim. Gail Kim wins the belt and is the new Knockouts Champion. Bobby Roode versus Kurt Angle. Bobby Roode defeated Kurt Angle. Norm Burnham versus Eamon Carter III. I think this was a waste of time, but I guess they needed to add a match on there with Eamon Carter III won. Sting and Madness, with Madness winning the match. And like I said last night, it was the match of the night, TNA World Heavyweight Championship match, no DQ match. AJ Styles versus Bully Ray, with AJ Styles being the new World Heavyweight Champion. So I guess with all these injuries of these, well, you already got one that was a main event, and the Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode was a possible main event with all four of them injured. This is going to be something of surprising, thinking like, what's going to happen this Thursday and all that stuff. But I think there's another problem too. Like, I don't know how much the pay-per-view draw, but hopefully if we get the numbers or any numbers popped up, we will give them to y'all as soon as we can. But it was like a 25% crowd that was there, but I hope the people that was there enjoyed it. For me watching it at home, it was like 50-50. Like, with just all those matches, and you had some of the matches would be potentially good, they wasn't. And you have maybe like about one matches you think it wasn't going to be good, but end up being good. Like I said, my match of the night was the World Heavyweight Championship no DQ match, and the second one had to be the Triple Threat Knockouts Championship match. Kind of caused a little bit of controversy there. And the third one, I would say Bobby Roode versus Kurt Angle, which it was a long match, and it was like one of those matches you would experience. But I don't know. It's just, I'm lost for words. If y'all was listening to last night's show, I was lost for words last night about this pay-per-view. And I didn't give my, I think I gave my rating, but in case I didn't, I'm going to give you my rating of the pay-per-view now. It had to be maybe a, because a few matches did save it, I would say 5 out of 10, because believe me, I would have went down to 3 if, like, the World Heavyweight Championship matches and the Knockouts matches, they actually delivered, while the rest of the matches, in my opinion, kind of didn't. So that was just my opinion on that, and give it a 5 out of 10. Hopefully, next year's Bound for Glory, or the next pay-per-view, which will be Genesis in January, hopefully they'll do better. We will be back with more after this.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
I wear my shirt open so you see my shirt, girl. I work so hard.
Is that me?
You see me coming, you bring your A game, 'cause I will rain down a world of hurt on anybody who even looks like that. a killer coming in the air. This moment happens once in a lifetime. My heart pumping, adrenaline pipeline. Right mind, right brain, right life, right game. Our time, walk tall, never slip, never fall. Win it all, never get. Stand proud, never sit. Here it is, do or die. One chance, let it fly. Fourth quarter, bottom nine. No water, time to shine. Time is mine, believe it, baby. Champ is here, they need it, baby. I got enough bravado. Don't need no lucky lotto. I eat your face like Tyson when he had lost the motto. This is my chance to shine in front of millions. And see me back in the building. Damn right. Loyalty. Respect. A legend. He never kill him. Coming in the hustle. Loyalty. Respect. A legend. He never kill him. Coming in the hustle. Loyalty. Respect. A legend, he never kill him, coming in the hustle. Loyalty, respect, a legend, he never kill him, coming in the air. This moment happens once in a lifetime. My heart pumping, adrenaline pipeline. Right mind, right brain, right life, right game. Our time, walk tall, never slip, never fall. Win it all, never get. Stand proud, never sit. Here it is, do or die. One chance, let it fly. Fourth quarter, bottom nine. No water, time to shine. Time is mine, believe it, baby. Champ is here, they need it, baby. I got enough bravado. Don't need no lucky lotto. I eat your face like Tyson when he had lost the motto. This is my chance to shine in front of millions. And seen it back in the building. Damn right. Loyalty. Respect. A legend, he never kill him, coming in the hustle. Loyalty, respect.
Do what I does. Don't have to tell me. I'm alright.
Believe me, I'm going to look for the collect for that. But before we get off the air, we're going to let y'all know a little event that's going on. Okay. This Friday in Three Rivers, Michigan, you have MCW with Gregory Iron. Everybody knows him as the handicap hero, and Zach Gowen, and also the genius, Lady Poffo. They have a meet and greet. It'll be, the meet and greet starts at 5:30, show starts at 7. Is Eagles Club in 715 East Hoffman Street in Three Rivers, Michigan. Let's see, what's next? Yeah, there's a show that is making their debut. It will be Triple Threat Wrestling. We're making their Wisconsin debut. It is a fad. This will be at Tenors in Appleton, Wisconsin. It'll be this Friday. Starts at 6. They have people like Matt Hardy, Mr. Anderson, Sabu, and just to name a few. So if you know where Tanner's at in Appleton, that's where it's going to be. Or you can check out their website, triplethreatwrestling.com. What else is going on? What's that? I didn't click it twice. Let's see. BCW's Nightmare on 92nd Street in West Allis this Friday. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Knights of Columbus, 1800 South 92nd Street. Let's see. What else we got here? CM Punk's birthday. Stop hyping it up. Let's see what else is going on. You going to a wrestling show that's in Edmonton, Alberta?
Who?
You. About to say, you really must be going. Okay. WPW Big Apple Brawl in the Big Apple Pub, Rockwood, in Manitowoc. This Saturday, October 26th, it starts at 7:30 p.m. Let's see, all who's in action. Let's see. Shane Hills, Defunction, Jason Dukes, Rip Ryan, Summers, Bronson Bay, Ian Galler, probably said it wrong, Yvonne Drake, John Andrews, Brock Burke, Archer Sterlings, and many others. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bell time is 7:30. Front row is 15. General admission is 10. Kids 10 and under, $5. If you want to get your tickets advanced, you can receive $2 off the ticket. Tickets are available at Saucy Sports Bar, Holiday House, and the Big Apple Pub in Rockwood. That should be interesting. Let's see about that. Let's see what else. Ring of Honor will be in Chicago this Saturday. So Saturday, October 26th, starts at 7:30. It will be at the Frontier Park Fieldhouse in Chicago Ridge, Illinois, 9807 South Xavier Avenue. And already going to appear the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, Adam Cole, Paul London, of course, Maria, and I think it will be a special appearance and maybe the debut of Lisa Varon, also known as Victoria and Tara. So I hope y'all, whoever's there, enjoy that event because it probably will knock your socks off. And let's see, who they, I think they got a lot of people scheduled to appear. Yeah, Kevin Steen, Michael Bennett, Kyle Riley, Bobby Fish, Roderick Strong, Silas Young, Jamie Jacobs, Alan Page, and just many, many more. For more information, go check out events on wrestling websites and stuff like that. Although our website is currently down, but hopefully we can pick it back up. Let's see. Nope. I guess that would be pretty much it. So check WFSO out on Facebook. And don't forget, we got other shows going on. There's none on Tuesday. Well, then tomorrow, so at least you get a break away from us. This Wednesday, Hazel, do you even have a topic for this show this Wednesday?
No.
Thursday is the smart lick. And the smart lick. Oh, God, that's bad.
Yes,
it is a very interesting show, and I advise y'all to tune in because it's very exciting. Friday is the Re-Up Radio Show. That's 9 in the morning. Well, let me say the times of these shows. Hazel runs a mouth show, starts 9 o'clock Central Time. And you got the Smart List that starts 9 o'clock Central Time as well. The Re-Up Show, 9 a.m. on Friday. And I think I'm going to let you explain more about what's going to come on this Saturday and the show that's kind of making it somewhat debut.
It's Re-Up Radio. R&B. They're going to be playing R&B music, but it's also for real and bold. It's Tony from Re-Up Radio on a Friday, and it's just doing it in a little different way on a Saturday.
Which will be interesting. Normally, VGUs will always be on Sunday, but that might change very soon. But this Sunday at 10 o'clock, we will talk about the pay-per-view after it happens, which will be WWE Hell in a Cell. So hopefully y'all stay tuned and listen to that as well. So I'm going to let y'all know about what's going to happen with VGU, and it's probably going to end up moving to the Archer Jones Show, or the Archer Jones Show may be filming on WFSO Radio Network as well.
Yep.
But until then,
yep.
Although we got the Yep Man over here,
yep.
And from Don, which she's totally asleep, and Hazel, which she's halfway asleep. This is our trail. We will see y'all. Well, y'all get to hear us Wednesday as I join Hazel. Of course, we won't hear you Wednesday. You'll be gone. And check us out on Wednesday with Hazel around her mouth. Good night, everybody.